How long have you been doing international journalism work?
Since 2000. Yeah, because I was in charge of the office in Paraguay for AP, and from there going on and out of AP twice because I quit twice, and then I since 2005 I'm just freelancer.
And do you like being a freelancer more?
It's complex. Okay, if you're a staffer, you have a salary, but you don't have free time. If you're a freelancer, you have free time, but you don't have sometimes money to do the projects. So the balance is too complicated. And I think you need to be doing both, trying to do some assignments or, I don't know, working with agencies or web services, and then try to do your projects on your own. You know, I think it's a balance.
Something I was curious about is how you sort of got interested in covering women's issues.
Okay. Basically, because I think the project is not about women. It's I think it's about the society in general. Yeah. Always the people ask me why a man is covering these kind of things. And really, it's if you see from where the violence is coming against women, it's mostly our men doing that. So that means because I am a man, I am not agree with what other men are doing. So I think it's a way of saying, no, this is wrong and we need to change it. So I think it's, as photographer, it's the only thing I know how to do, shoot pictures.
With the project that you're showing here tonight, where else are you hoping, for it to end up?
The projects are not only for the photo contest, it's also for the press. And I know, sometimes, for example, and it happened to me a lot, it's like a magazine in Spain who, I took my pictures, and no, this is too strong, we cannot show it, blah, 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 blah. And after that, I won an award, and they call me, hey, man, can we do an interview? It's like, we want to talk about this. Okay, we can do it, but I'm not talking about the award. I'm talking about the story of the pictures. And if they said yes, I do the interview. If they said no, I don't do that.
From your project, Undesired,
yeah. What
are some of the big things that you learned?
This project, I think, was the hardest one in general, because being a man there was complicated, because really the line between men and women is very sharp. In some situation, even maternity ward is complicated to get in. For me, it was a big test about all my previous experience. I am sure that maybe 5 years ago, I was not able to do it, for sure, because it was very challenging.